Okay, I clicked the wrong button here. All right, fans, welcome to another edition of the WrestleGeddon Podcast. Anything can happen when you're live, and we are live, just like we are every Friday night right here on Facebook.com/WrestleGeddonPod. That's with a 1D, and over on YouTube at YouTube.com/ForTheCollection. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Chris the Heat Matthews. Joined each and every week by one of your other hosts, the Tennessee Jesus, Carl Crossland. And the only one we're waiting for is Garrett G. Money Munn. I guess he will get here when he gets here.
Yeah, he had real bad gas today. So he may be trying to air it out before he gets home. I think you froze on me, or I froze, or you, or something. I don't know if I'm live on the stream, or if you're live and I'm frozen on your end, but we're having technical difficulties. If I'm the only one on here, yeah, looks like I am. So hopefully Chris will be back, or it'll be a short show because I don't have any of the controls.
Oh, I'll tell
you. I'm there.
My internet just like crapped out on me for some reason.
I couldn't tell if I was the one that was live or if you were the one that was live, but yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right. Hey, look who finally made it.
All right, man.
All right. We're live, pal.
Yeah. Did you get it all out? I'm taking that as a yes. That seven-layer dip gets in every town.
Oh, Lord. Awesome. Oh, man. Technical difficulties to kick off the show. Good times here. It wouldn't be alive without this, without some kind of technical issue. Oh, awesome. All right. Well, how the hell are you guys?
I'm doing good. Garrett is, I guess it's Mommin or something. You got a mic, man?
Oh, see, I've been muted this whole time.
Oh.
I said I was doing was that solo impression.
Oh, solo impression. I thought we were giving us a thumbs up because I was asking you about your gas. I thought you were like, saying, like, all's good.
All's good. Pretty good, man.
Oh. Pretty good. Awesome sauce. All right. Hold on a second. I am getting a phone call.
Oh, man. More technical difficulties. Chris is getting a phone call. Let's hope it's nothing serious. And it's just like someone calling them. They'll let them know that he's going to get a hand job later or something.
It's so what it is Chris sent in like resumes to be a producer for whatever wrestling show he could. So I heard from the grapevine that Big Time Wrestling's trying to sign him, but the only stipulation is that He's got to work with Robert Gibson, and he can't ask him which eye is looking at him.
That's a pretty tough situation, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So he's been mulling it over.
Yeah. Looks like he's getting ready to come back, and he's heading on to meet us up. Or maybe not. Maybe still on the phone. There he is. Was that Big Time Wrestling calling?
That was the Big Time Wife.
Oh, Big Time Wife.
Not the Big Time Wife calling.
Dang. So it was the hand job. I was right.
Oh, awesome. All right, let's get rolling here. Let's get over to the Randall Band entrance theme. For fuck's sake, it was on Random. And the Random gave us John Denver. The king of country folk music. This was a hard one.
It wasn't for me. I looked up some songs and I'm like, oh, I know a little bit more John Denver songs than I thought I did. And I'm on a very emotional guy, and I think I'm going to be like a very emotional wrestler. So it's only fitting that my entrance be "You Fill Up My Senses."
Okay.
You know, when I was talking to Katie about this, about what song to pick, she said, and I quote, "Carl's going to pick 'I'm a Country Boy.'"
I didn't.
Oh, awesome.
I figured you or Chris would take that gimme and come out like overalls and like one of the God ones or something.
Hillbilly Jim.
I don't think either one of us.
I know I did. Boy. who'd you pick, Garrett?
I went with the Eagle and the Hawk.
I almost picked that one. But I went with Calypso.
Oh, okay. Hey, Garrett, you don't want to know how I know that one song you think, "Thank God I'm a Country Boy"?
Yeah.
I heard it first on, there's a movie with Pauly Shore called Son-in-Law. And that song's in there. He like takes over driving like this big tractor, and that song's on like the 8-track or something in the tractor.
I love Son-in-Law. Such a good movie.
It is.
All right, what we got for next week?
Next week, we got Baby Girl, better known as Aaliyah.
Oh, all right. I can get behind that.
Hell yeah.
I like Aaliyah.
I can do that.
Rock the boat. Awesome. All right. So there is the Random Band entrance theme. John Denver this week. Aaliyah next week. Let's go ahead and kick it over to the Elite Figure of the Week, which, of course, is brought to you by EntertainmentEarth.com. Use the code FTCollect and save 10% off any in-stock order.
I will say, I think after the Young Bucks made an embarrassment of themselves, I think we need to pick a new song for Elite Figure of the Week.
I was thinking about it. Thinking about it. Processing.
Here we go. Part of the storyline, Garrett, even though nobody involved in the storyline was in the video.
All right. So, Elite Figure of the Week this week is, it's not this entire four-pack. It is just the Becky Lynch from this four-pack.
Where's Becky Lynch at?
She's at the, she's the last one. It's kind of
like in the corner?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Hogan, Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah, there's a Hogan, Rocky Maivia, Austin from last year's Mania, and the Becky Lynch, which is hands down probably the best Becky figure they've made.
That's a little, I can go find you one that looks better. I don't feel like getting it.
Nah, this one's the best.
It's not.
It is.
I have a couple. It's not. No. It's okay that you think it is.
No, because I probably have the same ones you do, and this one's the best.
Okay.
So there it is.
I mean, she's no poison ivy, but she'll do.
As a great figure, it's by far my favorite Becky figure. All right. Awesome. All right, let's get into the big boy stuff here. And that is
Rocky Maivia.
Instant replay. where are we? Here we are. Instant replay, of course, is brought to you by Dubby. Hit up W.GG to order your hydration mixes and your energy drink mixes. Save an additional 10% by using the code WrestleGetIn with GG. Oh, all right. So, the state of Oklahoma, which has got to be still one of the most fucked up backwoods states ever, still. Apparently, the Oklahoma State Athletic Commission says that Nyla Rose is not allowed to compete anymore in the state.
Why not?
Because she's transgender.
She's transgender?
I don't know, right?
I never knew. I thought she was just...
You know she was transgender?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. No, she's the... the
I mean, first... I don't think any different ever.
No. She was the first transgender on, like, a major show. And she's the first trans wrestler to have an action figure.
Oh, okay.
But my thing is with this too, like, I don't understand this, because like professional wrestling is not classified as a sport. It's they classify it and register under entertainment.
Depends on like the promotion. Like a lot of the indie stuff, they'll do like under the athletic commission. Okay. And it's basically where you just go pay like $50 or something to get license or whatever, but yeah, I mean, I don't think, is there a lot of wrestling shows in Oklahoma?
Probably not.
No. Probably not.
Honestly, if I'm Tony Khan, and I decide to make a smart decision for once, it would be not running shows in Oklahoma anymore. You can boomer sumer that right out your ass.
So is there like rule that like she can't compete at all, or she just like can't compete against women?
She can't compete at all in the state. Is what athletic commission is ruling.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, wrestling's predetermined anyways.
Yeah.
So, I mean. Congratulations, I guess.
But as Nyla Rose took to X and commented on it and said, she said, oh no, I went and did my job and made people in the crowd happy and put smiles on faces. Whatever am I going to do not being able to do that in Oklahoma anymore? Or something to that effect. Yeah. It was a pretty snarky response to it.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, kind of weird. Kind of weird.
What else we got here? The Deathmatch King, the Indie God, Matt Cardona, tore his pec over the weekend. Underwent successful surgery, so he's expected to be out at least 3 months before getting back to you.
Well, I guess he's another one that can't compete in Oklahoma.
Nope. Or any of the other 49 states. But he is not taking any time off, though. He is still available for appearances and signings. So book Matt Cardona. All right, this one, we're kind of talking about this a little bit today and back and forth in our group chat. And I told you, anytime I put Tony Khan in here, I'm using this picture. So Tony Khan commented on his decision to run the All In backstage. I don't even know if you want to call it a brawl. The backstage scuffle footage. basically, he's trying to swing it as using it to build the story between FTR and the Young Bucks, saying that the Bucks were in emotional distress, and that's why they lost to FTR, because they thought they're going to have to go on in Punk's spot instead of their spot, and the Bucks didn't have time to pray before their match and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we heard the Bucks say that, but just going off the body language of, like, everyone involved, like, it was a bad idea. I can understand, like, him, like, publicly not wanting to own up to his mistakes, but, like, I would hope this is like a boss and a leader of the company that he at least like would call the talent in and apologize to them, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing to do. Like, if you're not going to do that, at least say, hey, you know, we made a bad decision on this. That's my bad. Let's just move forward from it and, you know, go on from there. Yeah. And honestly,
I mean, probably
go ahead.
I'll let you go ahead. I cut you off.
Okay. I was going to say, I'd probably have more respect for Tony Khan in this incident if he just blatantly came out and said, yeah, we're just running this to grab some ratings. Just the piggyback off of the comments from Punk. So.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. Like, he got his ratings. Like, he did get some ratings. Now it's like. Yeah,
and then it dropped again for this week.
Yeah.
Back now, but the normal ratings are.
Yeah.
I can honestly tell you the last AEW show I've watched.
He ran that footage, like, I'm not as interested in AEW as I was. Like, I actually turned it off Wednesday night before, like, the main event was finished.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I did the same thing. Like, after it aired, I kind of turned it off because I'm like, now, don't get me wrong. Like, I was definitely interested in watching it just to see, like, if they were going to air the footage or, you know, what they were going to do. Like, if there's going to swerve us or something. Yeah. Because I thought it was a bad idea. And, you know, sometimes you just want to kind of see a train wreck or something. But, yeah, I mean, for me, I kind of slowed down like a little bit before this. It just like, not take it all back. It was actually pretty good there for like a hot minute. Like that, what was it, like 2 weeks ago? And they did the Edge and Christian, I quit or last man standing match or whatever it was.
That was when they were in Toronto.
That was like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks.
Something. That was before they ran the footage.
Yeah, no, I know it was before they ran the footage. So it was actually pretty good. It was pretty good TV. Like, they could have capitalized on a few things they didn't. Like, I think Warlow should have won the title, but and Swerve shouldn't be in as face as he was. Like, I think he should have stayed a badass. But it was pretty good. Like, those like two Dynamites there in a row were pretty good. It's just they kind of screwed it up with the whole like CM Punk situation and stuff.
Yeah. And I don't know. Running that footage, right, we talked about it last week after it actually aired. It was just a mistake. And like I said, everything that Punk said happened in that little skirmish is exactly what you saw on the video. So there was like nothing. He didn't lie about what happened. He said this was happening. He may have downplayed some of it a little bit, but I mean, it's what he said happened. So like, there's no, like, I don't think this did anything but hurt AEW and hurt Jungle Boy. Like,
yeah, I mean, he kind of had a downplay because it ain't like he kicked his ass or anything. Like, yeah, it was a scuffle. You know what I mean? Like, it was a little scuffle.
Yeah, little scuffle. And like, and Tony Khan feared for his life because Punk yelled at him, which is probably the first time Tony Khan's ever been yelled at in his life.
I think that was just like what his lawyers advised him to say. You know, just because at the time, like, they probably didn't know like what Punk's plans were. Like, they didn't know if he was, like, you know, gonna sue or anything. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, it was probably like, oh, yeah, well, they say he was in, I was in fear of my life, so we had to let him go. So, we have, like, a just cause to terminate his contract.
Oh, man. I don't know. I just think the whole thing is BS.
Yeah.
Shit, what am I doing here? What else we got? What's next here? I think sticking with some AEW news. Apparently it's rumored that Motor City Machine Guns are finished up with Impact Wrestling and are close to signing a deal with AEW.
That could be good.
I just don't, they're such a good team. I just don't want them to get lost in the shuffle like everyone else that shows up in AEW.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't see them really getting lost in the shuffle, though. They're both really good singles and tag team wrestlers.
Yep.
So I they've never gotten like lost in the shuffle in any promotion they've ever been in. I mean, they've been mid-carders at some point, but they're both really talented. It could help them get the like tag team division kind of back, you know, going good.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. And the other thing, too, is they may just get regulated to Ring of Honor. They'll probably see them on Dynamite, like, maybe once or twice, and that's it.
Yeah. Now, if you sign them, I don't think Ring of Honor is where you want to put them. At least I wouldn't if I was the booker.
Yeah.
It's also Tony Khan, so, yeah.
Nope, I'd be pushing them right to the top, right to feud with tag champs.
Heck, maybe they come out and challenge them after they win. Whoever wins.
Yeah.
You could, only
hopefully it's FTR, and then you'll have like a real good tag team match between two really good tag teams.
Yep.
And not one really good team and one that's cosplaying as 90s Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember a time when like the Young Bucks used to be good. Maybe they can get back to being good one of these days.
We saw them sparingly, so like it was like awesome. Now that we see them like every week, it's meh. Because they literally do the same thing every match.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, all right. Let's some positive notes here. We've got a couple of congratulations in order. Congrats to Ruby Soho and Angelo Parker for expecting their first fuck trophy.
Is that what you called it?
To them. Yeah, they announced that on Rampage. Was it Rampage or Dynamite? One of the two. They announced it, Dynamite after they went off the air. So congrats to them in all seriousness. And they kind of worked it into the storyline there with Angelo and Ruby. So that'll explain her absence on TV for a little while. And also congrats to Logan Paul and his fiance for fuck child as, or fuck trophy as well.
Yeah.
I just randomly heard someone on TikTok refer to his kids as fuck trophies, and it's fucking hilarious.
Because you thought to yourself, man, I have three of those.
Yep.
I wonder if Logan Paul's like probably gonna name like his middle name of his child's probably gonna be Prime. Charizard. If it's like a boy, it'd be like Logan Prime Paul.
He should name him his full name. It's the full name of his kid should be Prime Time Paul.
Prime Time Paul.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or if it's a girl, what would it be? Inner Prime Paul. Emma Prime Paul.
Emma Prime Paul. There you go.
Blueberry Prime. Blue Prime Paul.
Or delicious Prime Paul.
Oh, awesome. All right, let's talk some Dredmere.
Some creepy couple shit videos. What you're saying.
Huh?
I said some creepy shit is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. We had a couple videos drop. We had a QR code drop Monday night, which you watch that. And there's a lot of stuff in that that makes you kind of look at different things. You have the crows, which I'm not quite sure the significance of the crow yet.
Is it a crow or a raven?
It could be a crow or a raven. I don't know. It's kind of, it's definitely not a buzzard. So it's too, the silhouette of it is way too small. It's definitely a way different shape. You had that, the symbol that they're using. And then the second video that came out, the, which one was it? The You Forgot About Us or the Trust Me video? One of those two showed different variations or different pieces to that symbol, like separately, and then flash with like all of them together.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's like each person's going to have their own type of symbol, or that symbol represents a person that's going to be part of the Wyatt Six. There's just a lot to unpack, especially from that, the video from the QR code on Raw. The torch was one thing. I kind of took that as some of the focal point for that, especially going into this era without Bray Wyatt. So it could be like kind of like a passing of the torch type thing from Bray to Bo. And then, you know, Bray had also said numerous times when he came back in the Firefly Funhouse, I'll be your light if you let me in.
Yep.
So there's like kind of a few different things that going on in that video. But the Trust Me one had like a lot of imagery in there too, like this little old clown marionette thing and like a few other things. But the rumor mill, the rumor roundup for this.
Y'all saw the one from tonight, right?
I saw the picture you posted in there. Yeah, in the group chat.
So the more I look at it, this is the picture, by the way. The more I look like it, it looks like a crow backwards. Like that's the back of the crow. It's like a little like head popping up. But there's okay. nothing in it.
You see what I said?
Oh, I saw what you said. I laughed inside.
Tell them I thought that was the beginning of that Busta Rhymes, Janet Jackson, What's It Gonna Be video.
Oh man, such a great video. But the rumor mill, apparently Eric Redbeard has canceled all his upcoming independent dates. stating new contractual obligations as a reason why they're being canceled. So the rumor is that he is re-signed with WWE and will be a part of this Wyatt Six stable. And there's also rumors Matt Hardy is in talks with WWE and AEW. Well, it's not rumors. He said he's been talking to both sides since his contract with AEW expired a couple weeks ago. But there's potential of Matt Hardy possibly being in this group as well. So what are you guys' thoughts? At least on
those two.
Well, I guess I think the bigger question is, if we're doing a Wyatt Six, who are we thinking are all the six? Because we're talking three right now, but kind of four. So would be the other two?
The only thing that scares me with this is if they started this and they didn't have people already in mind, like they wasn't developing it already and they're going after these guys, it kind of scares me. It kind of, you know, puts in the mind of what was the group that was beating up everybody and like smashing stuff?
Retribution.
Retribution. Yeah, kind of like the Retribution thing where it's like they try to do a storyline and then fill it with people like after the fact. So like I'm afraid it won't be good if that's the case. Like if they're just, you know, writing stuff and don't have people in mind, you know, to execute it.
Yeah, I think back to what Garrett was saying, like the six. If you go back to like some of the earlier videos, it said that it's going to branch out across like every brand in WWE. So we've already got Shawn Spears.
Yep.
He was one.
Remember that.
Then you're looking at Alexa Bliss, obviously Bo Dallas, Rowan, Strowman.
Is Bo Dallas the sixth, or you think he's like on his own and there's six more?
I think he's part of the six.
You think he's part of the six?
I think he may be like, if I was doing this, I would introduce the other five first. Because we already had Shawn Spears debut on NXT. We know Alexa Bliss is coming back soon. Strowman should be coming back from injury soon. If Eric Redbeard did re-sign with WWE, that's another one who they can pop on TV at any time. And it's just whoever this person is.
Yeah, Braun Strowman, he's been with WWE for a minute, like because he was at WrestleMania doing like a lot of the promotional stuff.
He was out with a neck injury.
Yeah.
So he's
so still, I don't think it's Matt Hardy. Yeah, I don't think it's Matt Hardy because like if they ain't negotiated a contract with him yet,
yeah,
like going back to what I said, I hope not. Like I hope they are not doing this with not already having people in mind for it.
Nope.
But you know, maybe they had him in mind and they knew his contract was coming up and they wanted to pitch it to him or something. I don't know.
And that's the same with Rowan too. Like they probably were talking to him already, and it was just like actually like coming to terms on an agreement. So I mean, that would be one of the things with that too. But as far as like the six person one goes, like I'm clueless on that one. So just like those five, right there, but
yeah, maybe Karrion Kross.
Well, he's got that. He's with that Final Testament group, so I don't see them.
Yeah, that's true.
Putting them up. Unless they do it during the draft. Or unless it's somebody new. Like maybe some NXT. Maybe they slot.
It's Dexter Lumis.
It could be Lumis too.
Because like when he originally puts a beat. He's supposed to be originally in the Wyatt family, right? The Wyatt Six back when Bray Wyatt was doing it.
Yeah, that was the rumor
before it came.
Man, that could be potential too. I was thinking of the one dude from NXT. The fuck was his name? The one that was doing Schism.
Oh, Joe Gacy.
Yeah, Joe Gacy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Cause that'd be a good way.
I'm trying to think that. I mean, he has money in NXT already, right?
Yeah. Well, if you got six, and if you're supposed to spread across the brands, I would make sense to do two on each brand, or maybe three, one and two. I don't know. It all depends on what the plans are going forward.
Tell you who would be good, and I just not thought about it because like they kind of killed his character a little bit because he lost a bunch. But get Trevor Lee.
Oh yeah, change his character up. Take him off TV for a bit, repackage him. I would not be mad at that. He could fit that look.
What do you think, Garrett?
Hold on a second. Can you put this on here for me, Chris?
Garrett must have a hint or something or some right. backstage yeah, knowledge.
Up. All right. So if you can you see me scrolling in?
Yeah.
So yeah. I see you right here. You click on this.
The like little.
Put this up.
What the hell?
I set them free. They miracle. Open their eyes. Or you did nothing. It's Raven.
So apparently that's a landmark. I don't know if you saw those coordinates.
Yeah, that's the same thing they did with Bray, too.
Yeah.
But the coordinates were, like, somewhere completely random.
Yeah, so the coordinates... it just says, the photo showing allegory of the cave is named blank, which is Latin for rescue. It says... video at the bottom has coordinates to a cave called Cross Cave in Slovenia.
Cross Cave? So maybe.
Ooh, Nikki Cross.
Maybe.
Yeah, Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss. Put them back together.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because she's been on for a while, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I thought I'd show that. I just like looked it up because nobody had posted anything about it.
Oh wow!
I didn't know
Garrett was involved. There has to be something with it.
That is insane.
I was just looking at it on my phone and I couldn't see that freaking small little thing.
Awesome. All right, let's go ahead. Let's kick it over to some WWE action from the past week. Kick it off here with a blank slide, apparently. So, let's kick off SmackDown last week. Tama Tonga makes his debut in WWE, joining up with Solo and beating down Jimmy. So, new bloodline. She had some stuff going on with that tonight on SmackDown, tied into this as well. So where? Well, I guess. So they said. Solo said last week, or Tama Tonga said last week, he was there on orders of the tribal chief, which wasn't Roman, because Heyman didn't know anything about it. So who's the tribal chief?
Well,
Solo.
I mean, Solo would make sense. Roman said he was, kind of. And the way he dressed tonight, maybe.
Possibly.
Came in some nice threads. Kind of
I think
The Rock tonight. It's kind of funny.
I think everybody wanted it to be The Rock, but I don't think it is going to be The Rock.
I don't think.
Until maybe later.
Now that I'm looking at it, like thinking about stuff like this, because I'm kind of was in that same boat too. Like, it's got to be The Rock. Like we get The Rock's Bloodline faction and we get Roman's, you know, we get the OG Bloodline back together. And then you have like this big Bloodline civil war. But I think we're still going to get something along that aspect, but I just looking at it now, thinking about it more, I don't think we're going to get The Rock.
No, I think Rock won't come back until like later. And if it's still going, he might interject to stuff as like the Tribal Chief or whatever. But I think right now it's just going to like appear to be solo. You know what I mean? As like Tribal Chief.
I mean, they basically did that tonight. So.
Or they could bring in Jacob Fatu as the Tribal Chief.
That could be a
maybe
possibility as well. I'm kind of excited to see where this is going. It's kind of it's like you think with how long this Bloodline story arc has gone on. This is what, 3 or 4 years now. And it's like, what can they possibly do to keep this fresh and entertaining? Or to, you know, refresh it to keep it going, and then they start doing this, where they start like a split in the Bloodline.
We've talked about this since the history of the Bloodline, though. We've been saying that they should get more family members involved.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Thomas,
I think
exactly.
Yeah.
He's a cousin, and don't you say nothing else. I looked it up.
He's not a cousin.
Cousin.
He's not. We've heard this already. He's Tongan. He's not even Samoan.
It's what I told Carl today. Shut your mouth. I know we've had this discussion on the podcast, but this is what I told Carl today. You don't need to look nothing up. I know he's not related to him. Yeah, I know this. This is exactly what they said. They said that the people from those islands all consider themselves family, regardless of if they're related. So they all consider each other cousins. If you want to look that up, go do it.
What I was going to say is they pretty much are family with the amount of time that Haku spends with that family and the association with Haku and the Samoans, especially with like Rikishi and, you know, dating back to that. And all other stuff. So, like, they're essentially our family. So,
I mean, for redheaded Irish dude can be in the Bloodline, like Tama Tonga can be in the Bloodline. It's fine.
It is fine.
It's very true.
I'm excited to see where this goes. I'm excited to see who else shows up.
I told Garrett, I told you this too. I think what they should do is just have, because, you know, I don't think Jay is going to win his match against Damian. So, like, once he loses his match, you know, they say there's like a price for losing. So I think, like, maybe have, like, Jacob Fatu, like, debut and just, like, demolish fucking Jay in the ring. It would be like a good way to bring, like, introduce him into the story.
That'd be pretty good. It's exciting, regardless of what's going on. A lot more exciting than anything happening in AEW right now, aside from Swerve and Joe. But let's bounce over here to Monday Night Raw. We actually had two triple threat matches last week. We talked about them a little bit, which you got AJ Styles versus LA Knight this week.
Which we already know who won.
Yep. Which, we'll get to that here.
Who won? Who won, Gary?
AJ Styles.
Oh man, I did not see that coming.
I don't either.
I never would have guessed it was going to be AJ Styles.
Yeah, no, it's pretty shocking for me as well.
Well, what actually was pretty shocking and we didn't see coming. Rhea Ripley injured. Had to vacate the title Monday night. Very emotional.
I cried for like a 20 minutes straight.
Very, very emotional segment, especially for her. You can tell like she's fighting not to break down in the middle of the ring. So close, on the verge of tears, having to give up that title. Like, that's like the last year it's been Rhea Ripley as women's champion and completely on a tear, as where she was like one of the most popular superstars on the roster. So with her being out for the at least 3 months with that shoulder injury, it pretty much brings up the question now, since they're crowning the new women's champion this Monday night on Raw, who walks out of Raw as a new women's champ?
I don't even know who's in the match.
Yeah, you gotta tell me who's in the match.
I don't even know, honestly.
Damn it, Chris.
Hey, I'm just saying
that. You're supposed to have a graphic. You're supposed to have a graphic ready, man. What happened?
I don't have a graphic for that.
I know. I'm just messing. I'm messing with you. How do we know Dom didn't like accidentally knock her up or something?
Let's see if they got anything listed here yet for it. We've got Miz, DIY. All it says is a new women's world champion will be crowned.
Okay.
I hope they don't do a battle royal.
They probably are.
Yeah. Oh. Why can't they do like? Do you remember when Punk left, when we had the Summer of Punk, when Punk won the title and he like peaced out with the title and they did that one night tournament?
Yeah.
Like Rey Mysterio won and then John Cena came back and beat Mysterio. Why can't we do something like that for the women's title? Why can't we take like Liv Morgan and like Candice LeRae and like maybe like
five
other women and have.
How far away is the the Queen King of the Ring pay per view?
I guess the next one after this.
Yeah, I think it's after the next one after Backlash.
Yeah, I know, but it's like a full month. I feel like for just a couple weeks.
All right, so I have how you crown it. You ready for this? I have the great craziest match of all time. It'll last like all of Raw. So you start off with the Battle Royal. You get it down to the last six women. And then you do an Eliminator match. And whoever the six, they do it random. And whoever the last two are left in the match, they wrestle an Iron Man match. And whoever wins that wins the women's title. I like it.
I just know if it's one person, I will fucking go ape shit and probably quit watching wrestling.
Nia Jax? Me too.
Yeah, Nia Jax.
Yeah, I'd rather see him give it to Liv.
I don't know. It depends. Like, I don't know if they were trying to turn Liv heel, like with her attacking Rhea Ripley. Because like, I don't know like if her character, like, or not her character, I would say, but like, I just don't know if her personal attributes are like good enough to be like a heel. Like, she's too small. Like, she's better like an underdog.
Well, they tried to make her heel before when she was part of the Riot Squad.
It was okay, but it wasn't like all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of different, you know, ways I could go with this.
Because really, like, who else on the Raw roster would you give that title to?
Well, I can give it to anybody because it's not anybody who's a female wrestler could go to Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris.
You went to Kelsey Green.
You got to say her name right. If you don't say it like Samantha, you don't say it right.
I would be ecstatic if they gave the title to Chelsea Green. I like Chelsea. She's doing an amazing job with that character.
But
like the only person that's really been built up for this title has been, honestly, it's only been Liv and Nia Jax. The only two that have been
kind of built up for this. Well, I mean, they're the last two people that versus Rhea, but I don't know if they've been billed to be.
Or Becky.
The champion.
I think put it on Becky. Becky would probably be, aside from those two, Becky is probably the only other one that makes sense. Unless Charlotte's good to come back from injury, then nobody's getting the belt besides her.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
No. But yeah, to answer your question, King and Queen of the Ring is May 25th. And Backlash is May 4th.
Yep.
And they should have like this did it at King of the Ring, like his name. Like whoever wins Queen of the Ring, the champion.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yeah, you'll do your like qualifying matches between like Raw. I'd even incorporate SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like Raw or SmackDown and NXT.
Yeah, as I said, they could call up somebody from NXT to do it. Like a surprise.
Would be really awesome is if Tiffany Stratton shows up and they put the belt on her.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I just saw her on my TV.
I like Tiffany. Her character has gotten so much better from when she first debuted in NXT.
Tell somebody else I wouldn't mind seeing getting it just so she could get her flowers is Naomi.
Yeah.
Someone else who I just saw on my TV.
Awesome. All right. So we go from that to the return of Sheamus.
Man, he looked kind of fat.
Yeah, he said he wasn't planning on coming back till the draft, and they called him early to come back. So he wasn't like as prepared as he wanted to be.
I mean, he didn't look bad, honestly.
No,
like,
he just had a little gut on him, like he's been throwing down a few pints.
Okay. Have
some Guinness or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I didn't think he looked that bad. I mean, it was more noticeable on him because we're not used to seeing Sheamus look like that. Like, we're used to, like, six-pack, like, monster Sheamus. But
y'all sound like fucking Vince McMahon or something. Like, dude, give me a fucking fat-ass wrestler. Like, those, like, are some of the best wrestlers, like fucking Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it was bad. Like, I'm not shaming, like, body shaming Sheamus at all. It's just, like, not what we've used to seeing from Sheamus. Like, for someone that takes his workouts, like, as serious as he does, like, it was kind of, like, more like a surprise type thing. It's like, oh, my God, what happened? So.
Maybe, like, Chris Jericho or nothing.
No. What is that freaking tag team that wrestled NWA a couple of times that was like super fat and like they drank a lot of beer?
Oh, the
Daltons,
the beers,
Daltons, or
the Bouncers.
That's it, the Bouncers.
Yep. Brian Malonis and the Beer City Bruiser.
That's it.
Yeah. I think it's the Daltons.
No,
or whatever they were.
Dawson's. The Beer City Bruiser lives in Winston-Salem now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm glad Sheamus is back. I like Sheamus.
Oh, me too.
I'm sure he ends up after the draft here next week. New tag team championship belts debuted on Raw And we also got some new ones on SmackDown tonight, too.
Do you want me to show you the picture? I got a picture pulled up.
You got a picture pulled up?
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, just add it, and I'll throw it up on the stage after we... thoughts on this?
I like it.
I like it.
I think it's a lot
better than the Gladiator ones.
Yeah. I like this so much better. And there's like a freaking...
I assume neither of you have seen the WWE ones yet, right?
Eagle. I got a picture pulled up here, or had a picture on Facebook.
Is it an eagle? I thought it looked two lions or something.
It's like it's a weird, like, it's like a manticore type thing.
Oh, okay. So it's
like the half part of an eagle, and it looks like the back part of a lion.
Okay. I never seen it up close. Like, I've only seen like small pictures on the phone.
But I like it. I think it looks good. Much better than the previous one.
Yeah, much better than what they had. But I want to say, before you put these SmackDown ones up, I think these look way better.
I was just about to say that. They did a hell of a job.
Yeah, these look really good.
Oh, yeah.
So they went like a whole on, like, old school look to these. Like, they really do look like the old
WWE
tag titles.
Yeah,
the shape of them, the old ones kind of had like a little color. But it's like a WWE, and there's like a crown on top. What's on the side? I can't really make it. Oh, it's the same thing. It's like a little, like lion,
eagle
thing. Those are sweet, though. I like that. I like those a lot better. They look better than the other belts. But these are probably like some of the best looking ones since like the 90s or 2000, early 2000s.
It's freaking awesome! Like.
I agree.
And that's the thing. Like, you have someone like Triple H in charge of this stuff who has like a very old school mindset. And like that, this is what we get, are these like badass looking belts.
So, yeah, it looks like a wrestling belt instead of a fucking sports entertainment belt.
I would say the belts that they had before look like a children's toy.
Pretty much. And like, badass. Even going back to the Raw tag titles, like, they still have like some of that old school flair to it,
right?
But this one has like a more modernized, more updated look, so it does go well with the World Heavyweight title and the Women's World title. It's kind of got that same aesthetic to it,
like globe with the emblem on it.
So it's pretty cool. Kind of excited for that.
Yeah,
that one in the Smack
for sure.
So new tag belts. Oh, this Gable and Sami Zayn, main event for Raw last week or this week.
That match was awesome.
Amazing matchup. Yeah. Sami had by far one of the best entrances I've seen in a long ass time on a Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in through the crowd and everything, it was just awesome moment for Sami.
Yeah.
Great match, like we said. Gable ends up not being able to get the job done. Sami retains, and then Gable snaps and just takes out Sami in front of his family.
Yeah. And when and this is what we're talking about too, like when it comes to like wrestling, is y'all both know, like, I'm not a huge fan of either one of these guys, but the storyline has got me invested. I'm wanting to see where they're going with this. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, what is Gable going to look like as a heel? You know, the same thing.
Theme song.
Yeah. Well, except for the theme song. But it is, you know, this is how you engage an audience. Like, you know, you take two people that, you know, some people don't care about and make people care about them.
And you have something like this happen, and like, you know, your face is hometown. And then he just gets the crap kicked out of him in front of his family, in front of like his hometown crowd. That's how you get the reaction. Mm-hmm. And that's the reaction that we got. Like Gable's reaction was like almost like on parallel of Dom's.
Mm-hmm.
So it was real. It was up there with those boos.
Yeah. But I mean, it was something that brewed over time. You know what I mean? Like it's something that took place over time. It's like, let's make stuff like this more often.
Yep. I think Triple H has done good. Yeah, Gable's had these losing streaks in these big matches. You know, starting with like his series with Gunther, and then going into like the number one contender, like gauntlet thing or tournament thing that they did, and you know he comes out on the losing end of that. Then he's like, "All right, so Sami Zayn wins, so let me help my friend out and get him prepared for this match." He's like, "Then you know I can probably get a title match against him." He's like, "And then I can beat him because I help train him and I know where he's weak at." And that's exactly what he said. He's like, you know, I've exposed his weaknesses. Like I know his weaknesses from working with him in preparation for WrestleMania. And even then he's still going to get the job done.
Yeah. But, this, I think, if it was me, like I'd make this a fucking main event at Backlash.
Yeah.
Cause this is like, a feud that kind of like defines like that kind of like Backlash like theme of like, you know, the pay-per-view.
Yep. Because you really can't do like the only other thing you can do for the freaking main event in that would be Styles and Cody.
Yeah.
So, but as far as like this goes, this has the better build so far. And that's what I would go with. But.
Nope.
You know, so we end up getting like freaking Priest and Jimmy or Jay as the main event. but we'll see where we go from there. Forgot to get a slide for the draft. Draft starts next Friday. What do you guys think about starting at 8 and covering some of the draft?
Do that.
What, Friday?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if I'm not watching the NFL draft. But no, I'm kidding. I think NFL draft starts Thursday, don't it?
Right? Yeah. By Friday, you won't care about your Tennessee Titan picks.
I was scared. But we don't have a third round pick, so I'll be all right.
All right. So we'll have a special start time for you guys, 8 o'clock when SmackDown kicks off next Friday. And I may go live Monday during Raw to cover the Raw side of the draft, but we'll see how I feel. So.
Okay.
All right, AEW, not a whole lot going on this week as far as Dynamite. So I kind of got bored with it and turned it off.
Can we just say the obvious here? We're just going to say it. AEW, if you want to get your ratings, you want to be interesting again, there's two things you need to do. One, make Swerve your fucking world champion. Two, bring fucking MJF back. Quit making us wait. Because
he's injured.
Get all your ratings. And have a good day.
And three, keep CM Punk's motherfucking name out your motherfucking mouth.
And four, keep the Young Bucks off TV. Just period.
I mean, except for them showing this video, I think I like the kind of like heel EVP.
I like the EVP gimmick better than what they were doing before.
Yeah.
So it's like
I would make them tag champions or anything.
If they stop doing the goofy shit. Which they've kind of like eased up on a little bit, but like even this week they're showing like running a promo for FTR, and they're sitting in the back in Gorilla with Tony and be like, "Yo, cut it, no, Tony, stop playing it, cut it, we're done, turn it off." And Tony's just sitting there like shaking his head, yes, like he's taking orders from them. It's like, Tony, you're the fucking boss, dude. Like, why are you taking orders from them? But they like completely cut the FTR promo and did like a promo of themselves before the match.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I like that better than fucking hearing, you know, backstage footage that don't have FTR in the fucking video.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. So,
yeah.
All right, so let's get into it. We got Dynasty coming up Sunday night.
Woo!
Which, by watching AEW the last couple weeks, you probably wouldn't have known there was a pay-per-view because they barely talked about it.
Not a lot of build up to any of the matches either.
So, all right, so we'll talk about it. We'll help AEW here build up their pay-per-view. So we're going to kick it off here. We got six-man tag action. Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe taking on the House of Black. This just kind of like got thrown together like a couple weeks ago. So like I don't really understand where all this came from. I know Briscoe has had issues with the House of Black. They just started targeting Copeland. I don't know where Kingston falls in all this. So like I don't remember seeing them go after Kingston. Maybe they just needed Kingston on the pay-per-view for whatever reason. Oh, but I don't know.
He's friends with Edge, and he has to protect him. I guess there's any explosion for him.
I guess. So.
Yep.
It's one of those weird things. A Tony Khan.
I'm gonna take House of Black on this.
I'm agreeing with you on that one and also taking the House of Black.
Me too.
All right. There we go. There's that one. These aren't... I didn't really put these in... I don't know what the match order is, but I kind of saved like some of the major titles for last. But
this probably a pretty good match, I think.
Championship. Yeah. This one I'm kind of looking forward to. I don't recall. I'm sure they've wrestled probably before in Japan, but that's probably before I was really interested in New Japan. So this will be like a first time match for me seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested in this one. So, but I'm definitely saying Okada is walking out as champion still.
Yep.
I think I'll take Pac, but I'll have him. If it was me and I was writing it, I'd actually have Pac win, but then have Okada rematch him on Dynamite, the next Dynamite, and have him win it back.
That wouldn't be bad.
Because right. Pac has a lot of losses. It's like every big match they put him in, they have him lose. So it's like, if you're having him on pay-per-view, have him win what one, you know, let him throw your dog a bone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Next one we got here. I have no interest in this one at all. Roderick Strong defending the international championship against Kyle O'Reilly.
Oh, is that what this match is?
Yeah.
I thought it was Roderick Strong versus a young Adolf Hitler.
Roderick Strong versus, oh my god, that picture does look bad. Holy crap.
It's like the shadow under Kyle O'Reilly's nose. It's like a Hitler mustache.
It does.
That's funny. I would have never seen that until you said that.
Like when you zoom in on it though, like you can tell it's Kyle O'Reilly, but when you're looking at it like as I'm looking
far
at it
away.
Now, I'm not zoomed in on like the preview screen. It looks like Hitler with long hair. Oh, man. Poor Kyle O'Reilly. Like, I was going to say Roddy versus Tom Green because when he looks like fucking Tom Green with that long hair. So,
yeah.
I'm going with O'Reilly on this one.
Yeah, I think O'Reilly wins this one, too.
I'm going to take Roderick Strong.
Like Roderick's gonna come out and go, Kyle!
Kyle!
I was talking with my friend Chris, and he's like, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that Kyle O'Reilly match against the dude that yells all the time. Like, I don't know what, he can't remember like most of the wrestlers' names. He's like, I'm like, you mean Roderick Strong? He's like, yeah, Roddy. He's like, I don't know why I couldn't get his name out. He's like, I just remember he yelled all the damn time.
Yeah. I hope I get that way. Like, especially like, I used to love watching wrestling with my granny. She's like a big wrestling fan, but like, she got like everybody's like names wrong, you know? And she called like
Cold Stone.
Yeah, Cold Stone. Eric Shishoff. I just hope I get like that. You know, like some old ass man watching fucking wrestling with my grandkids. It's like, yeah, I hope the old boy beats. What's his face, you know?
Cold Stone has hit the ring. He's mixing the Reese's cups with the chocolate ice cream.
Oh God.
Yeah.
He Cold just creamed them.
Cold Stone. Cold Stone.
Oh man. All right. This all of a sudden became a ladder match. Like when it was first announced, it wasn't a ladder match. Now FTR, it's a ladder match.
Keep moving.
So I don't know. But the,
I hope FTR wins. Just, you know.
Yeah. Was that your pick in FTR?
Yeah, I take FTR. Okay. I hope to, like I said, I hope Tony Khan does the right thing, have FTR win this. Don't have the Young Bucks like change their gimmick or anything, but just have them disappear for, you know, like maybe 2 months, maybe three. Just to get the bad taste out of everybody's mouth, and you can bring them back after the thing.
Bring them back with Jack Perry.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks do actually win this, and we see it with like help from like Jack Perry.
If they do, that would be bad. I guess it's them leaning into the thing even more. Yeah. It's like, I would have FTR win this and, like I said, have everybody kind of disappear for a little while. If you want to bring Jack Perry back with, like, his Crimea River gimmick, that's fine. It kind of did all right at the New Japan show, but wow. I wouldn't bring it. Yeah. I would just kind of get away from that incident and put it behind you and, you know, make better decisions going forward.
I agree. All right, here we go. This one, I'm really looking forward to this one. I'm a huge fan of Willow Nightingale. I believe we all are. TBS
champion. I'm a fan of both of them.
Yeah, I like Julia Hart too. I love me some Willow. Willow is awesome. And then the winner of this will be taking on Mercedes Moné at All Out or All In. Which All Out?
All In, I think.
I don't remember which one was next after this one. It was All Something, one of the two. Wherever the next pay-per-view is, Mercedes is challenging for the TBS championship. Which makes me believe that Willow is winning this one.
See,
I disagree. I mean, they've been setting up Willow. It would make sense.
You say so. I think Julia Hart retains.
I would want her to retain if it was me, but I think they've been setting up Willow versus Mercedes Moné. They have to make it happen.
Not like, you know, Mercedes is going to pull any more buys for the pay-per-view. But.
Nope.
I mean, it's because, I mean, she's never really been like a huge like promo person.
Yeah.
She's kind of excelled in the ring. And like once she gets in the ring, I think people might get excited about her again. She might get you a couple buys.
Well, that's what they need to do. Is like she needs to wrestle like on Dynamite or something, instead of holding off till pay-per-view. Like, why isn't she wrestling on Dynamite? Why hasn't she wrestled on Dynamite yet? It's been, what, like 3 weeks since she's debuted? And you're going to hold off her match until freaking the next pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have a match on the card for Sunday.
Yeah, so I would have had to wrestle somebody Sunday. But, I guess she got the Roman Reigns contract.
Yeah, I mean, she could have wrestled Sky Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Looking forward to this one as well. Toni Storm, timeless Toni Storm, defending the AEW Women's Championship against Thunder Rosa.
I know it's not going to happen, but I'm trying to just like make it happen. I'm going to take Thunder Rosa.
I'm going to take Juice Robinson's wife.
Juice Robinson's wife. Oh, this is a tough one for me because Thunder Rosa never lost that title. So it's kind of retribution for her. Toni Storm has been on a tear since winning that title, since switching over to the timeless Toni Storm gimmick. The safe choice would be Toni Storm, but I'm going to go a little wild, and I'm going with Thunder Rosa.
It's going to be bad if I get all these picks right. I don't fucking watch the show.
And the main event, Samoa Joe versus Swerve.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we not doing Ospreay and Danielson?
Did I put that in here?
No.
Oh, shit. I thought I had that in here. I had a graphic for it. I must not put the graphic in.
Dang.
Okay. Danielson and Ospreay.
Could potentially be match of the night. It just depends on the two guys involved on what they want to do. I'll probably take Will Ospreay.
Yeah, I think it does more for Ospreay than it does for Danielson.
Yeah. I'm taking Ospreay too. And it's just going to further the Callis family versus Blackpool Combat Club.
I wish they would have did like a little bit more build to it, though. Like, than what they have been. I said, like, shooting promos on Triple H. So.
Yep.
All right, so main event, Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland. Me personally, I feel like if Swerve doesn't get the title after this match, I don't think they're going to give it to him at all.
That I can agree with. However, they're giving him the title.
They need to give him the title.
I don't know. Tony Khan's making a lot of poor decisions in the last couple weeks. And because I went wild and did Thunder Rosa and all that stuff, I think I'm going to go with the safe call here. And I say that Samoa Joe wins and retains the AEW title.
Okay. All right. This match can go either way. I just, like I said, I feel like if Swerve doesn't win, he's not going to get the title. I don't see them giving him the title anytime soon.
If Swerve doesn't win, he probably going back to WWE.
I feel like there's more you can do with Swerve, like especially with him with the title. Like I wouldn't mind seeing him and Hangman go at it again with the title on the line. Like the storyline they had with him, the matches they both put out were awesome. And it's like, Joe, there's not really like, where does Joe go after Swerve? Like, I don't want to see Joe versus Hangman. I don't know, too many.
Joe versus Will Ospreay.
Nah, that's probably the only route they can go with that. But even then, you can go Swerve versus Ospreay.
You could. Good.
We'll see, though. We will see. Dynasty Sunday. Sunday night. I believe Impact had an event tonight. Can't remember what it was. I know they got something going on tonight, but it's all good. It's all good. All right. That's going to wrap things up there. Let's go ahead and hop over to No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred.
There it is. Oh, awesome. A little bit of follow-up from last week with the Impact, the TNA figures from Power Town. They went up for pre-order Monday, and they are $50 a figure. But they have a package deal where you can save a little bit of money, and I think it's like $190 for the four of them.
I'm good.
But they look freaking awesome. It's tough because, like, I really want the Moose, and I really want the Jordan Grace. Both of them actually come with Moose comes with the world title. Jordan Grace comes with the Knockouts title. Moose has a cloth robe. It's freaking sweet. So,
but, yeah. So fans of the podcast, if you want to do Chris solid and pay for his figure form,
yeah,
you must appreciate
it. Garrett wants Josh Alexander so he can get his wrestling helmet.
You know it, buddy.
Yeah, fool. Oh, all right. So what you guys got? Anything good?
NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I don't watch NBA.
That can't really help today. Garrett don't watch NBA because he's racist. No, I'm good. Well, NBA. I guess we can't talk NBA. Guess we can't talk NBA. Golden State kind of lost
To
the Lakers. End of an era, I guess.
What else did I see? Lakers are still in it.
Yep, they got to play the Denver Nuggets.
Yep.
NFL draft, you excited about it?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Who do you think is going over number one?
I think everybody knows who number one is. Since the Bears traded their quarterback.
The Bears go left field and they don't take him?
Oh.
Draft a safety or something?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Only way if they don't draft Caleb Williams would be if they trade down for like four or five number one picks from another team or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they still got to get a quarterback. So they don't have one on the roster.
I don't need a quarterback. I'm just saying I don't. I'm just curious if they want Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Then, you know, Titans probably gonna go to the Super Bowl. So.
Oh yeah, you know it, buddy.
Pick seven. See who we get. I'm open to all, but I'm never right on our draft. I've only successfully picked two people, and they were in the second round, but they were like really good people, and that was Derrick Henry and AJ Brown. Other than that, I've never gotten the first round pick right ever in a Titans history. So,
dang.
I've always been wrong. So, we probably won't get Joe all. I'll be on here next week. I'm like, hey, man, guess who we drafted?
And I'll be like, what the hell is that?
I'm just glad. Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead and finish up.
Oh, I was just gonna say, you know, I just hope, you know, they, like in the past GM we had, like, he always was like a fan of drafting like people that were injured.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we don't draft anybody like, oh yeah, he would have been number one pick if he didn't break his back 6 times and catch AIDS or something.
Apparently, they showed a commercial on SmackDown tonight advertising the Battle Royal to determine the women's champion.
Okay.
So, you got Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Nia Jax, Maxine Dupree, Chelsea Green, Natalya, Katana Chance, Indy Hartwell, Zoe Stark, Kayden Carter, Candice LeRae, Shayna Baszler, Xia Li, who I guess isn't with WWE anymore, or not going to be there much longer. Tegan Nox, Piper Niven, and Ivy Nile. So it's pretty much like the whole damn Raw roster for women.
Yeah, I hope Chelsea Green or Piper Niven wins.
I say give it to somebody that hasn't had it in a while or hasn't had it yet. So.
Yeah. I think I'd probably go Becky Lynch there.
That'd be some shit if they gave it to Maxine Dupree.
That actually be pretty cool.
That kind of further the story that they've been doing with her and Candice LeRae.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Which is so weird, by the way.
Yeah.
At least they got a storyline. I'm always a fan of like a storyline, so. As long as you have a storyline, I'll be interested in the match.
Yeah, Carl and I grew up watching soap operas, so that's why we like the story.
Yeah. You know, it's not like, you know, live sex on TV, like Radar Superstar Matt Hardy type storylines, but it's good.
Yep.
Or Rakisha running over Stone Cold for The Rock, but then I could come find out it was Triple H.
Did it for The Rock.
What the hell?
Whoa.
WWE releases multiple wrestlers?
Uh-huh.
29 minutes ago?
It's hard to play. I haven't been on TV in a while.
Xia Li. Like I was saying, okay, so she's gone, and Jinder Mahal is gone.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, he only comes out every once in a while, but yeah, I think now that they're owned by TKO, they're going to kind of cut down on some of the stuff that they've been, because I heard that like they're reducing the amount of like production trucks.
Yep.
And also
kinda,
some of the.
Kind of saw a little bit of that on Raw this week because they didn't have like the giant ass Titantron screen like they usually have. And they had more of just like that lower, just that walkway thing they had on the Raw after Mania. But then
there's
black backdrop behind it. So.
Yeah, I like that setup actually.
I do too. It's got a nice old school look to it.
Yeah. It makes it feel more like a sporting event.
Yeah.
Than just like a, you know, television show. But yeah. You know, different companies have different agendas and stuff, but yeah, they made a lot of cuts and stuff, and I think getting rid of some of Vince's games has done some good. The production has been really, really good as far as like camera angles and stuff. And then they did away with a lot of the animation stuff, too. I'm a fan of that because I didn't really care for the fucking birds and bullshit that are on the screen through some of the stuff. See, another thing I'd actually like would want to see, I don't know if they'll do it though, is like, I would wish they would go back to like regular ring posts instead of the like
the LED
ones they have. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I'm just reading this too. Apparently, the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight is going to be on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, broadcast on Netflix July 20th.
That'd be fun.
No additional fees. So this will be the first live sports event on the streaming platform. Got to prepare.
So it's going to beat out Monday Raw.
Yeah. So Logan Paul or Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. I might actually watch that now. Then I got to pay like $100 for a boxing pay per view.
I mean, I never paid money for any pay per view.
I know.
I might be like 5 seconds behind everybody, but.
Yeah, a little more convenient. Who cares? Yeah. As long as we get to watch.
Oh man, that's pretty much the bulk of the stuff there. But I did see Saturday Night Live from last week, the Beavis and Butthead AI skit.
Yeah. I don't know. To me that would I don't get the hype, but I guess.
Oh, I thought it was funny. That's pretty good.
I did love Beavis and Butthead, though, growing up as one of those shows.
Oh, so did I.
Beavis and Butthead. And Beavis and Butthead Do America, like, growing up, one of my favorite movies. You know?
One where but they end up outside the damn White House and Butthead comes face to face with Chelsea Clinton. I see you have braces. I have braces too.
Yeah.
Freaking hilarious. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Oh, I don't have anything else. I was thinking about a whole lot of stuff. Not a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, have
you guys watch Fallout yet?
No, I heard it got really good reviews.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
Telling my wife about it. I was like, I've never played a Fallout game, but I want to watch this series.
I don't know if I have either. I think I might have played some of like a couple of them, but I'm never like fully like know what's going on with all of it.
And I'm assuming some kind of like post apocalyptic like nuclear thing.
I guess. Yeah. But what?
Bottle caps as currency.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Some stuff there.
I was hoping fucking Iron Claw would make it onto one of the streaming services, but it's still only for rent to buy, whatever. I don't like spending money on
it. I'm surprised it hasn't gone to anything yet. It's been out for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had a chance of seeing it. See it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the Kenny Omega interview? Or hear the interview? I guess like, it goes on like a Twitch or something.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, the Kenny Omega's Twitch thing.
Yeah.
Iron Claw's coming to Max on May 10th.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I don't have Max anymore, so damn it. You're going to have to send me your fucking login.
I don't think it's my login, but sure.
It's somebody's login.
Yeah, I think it's Katie's.
Well, you're married now, so it's your login, too.
It's true, yeah. I guess. You were correct. But it has her name on it, and she pays for it, so it's hers. I'm just kidding. We pay for it.
You ain't got a joint bank account yet?
No, eventually. We're working on it.
Good times.
Yeah.
A 10th. Hey. Oh, yeah. Kenny Omega was just more interested in saving Larry the dog.
As he should have been.
I thought that was pretty funny. What?
Oh, good stuff there. All right. I ain't got anything else for No Holds Barred. Well, if you guys got anything else.
Nope.
No, man, I'm good.
All right. Good stuff there. Techno outro music. All right, guys. Thank you so much for checking us out. We appreciate it. Make sure you check us out on all our social media platforms. WrestleGetting Pod with one or two D's. Twitter is 1D. Instagram is 2Ds. Facebook.com/WrestleGettingPod with 1D. YouTube.com/ForTheCollection. Check us out on TikTok as well at WrestleGetting Pod. That's with 2Ds. Apparently, I can't comment back on people that were talking shit about Samantha Irving because I get called a clown. hopefully we'll get some more videos up on TikTok and all that other stuff. So lots of good stuff there.
That dude's a clown for making fun of her.
Yeah,
that dude's a babe.
Jackass.
That dude's like a dumb take. Like,
I don't know if he just didn't get hugged enough as a kid or his dad didn't say I love you enough or whatever. Or he was just out there rage baiting for whatever reason. But look, Howard Finkel didn't show like emotion like that, but you still got, you know, like the emotion from the tone of his voice. Like you could tell the difference. So Samantha Irving is right up there, you know, almost on that same level as Howard Finkel.
I'm thinking they probably went through like a bad breakup or something, because I think he was like more offended that she was a girl versus like anything else. But
yeah, he got into a fight with another TikToker. It's Shannon Hill Official, I think it is. Following her on the WrestleGetten account. I've had a few conversations with her as well. But he got into it with her. Apparently, he posted another video where somebody, like a couple of podcasts, were asking him to come on to talk, just, you know, talk wrestling and stuff. And he's asking him, like, what his per diem is going to be.
Dude, we don't make money off this shit.
No, he was trying to make money.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, I don't go to, like, you know, my favorite, you know, memorabilia places here. And dude lives in New Jersey, so it explains a lot. He's like, I don't go in there and ask him, you know, what can I get for free, blah blah blah. He's like, that's not. He's like, it's a waste of my time. He's like, I can go on my own platforms and talk about this stuff myself and not have to go on a podcast and do it. If you're not gonna pay me for my time, it's not worth it. I was like, ain't nobody trying to fucking pay you. You nobody.
I know. Dude, Chris only gives me like $100 a week for this. So it's like, why would we pay him?
Yeah,
I won't pay that people to begin with. I was like, you want to come on here and talk? You come on and talk. If I ain't paying you, you come on and debate. That's how it works, man. I'm not padding that envelope for you.
Nope.
I guess. But yeah, check us out there. Make sure you hit up our merch store at redbubble.com/people/WrestleGettingPod. Pick up some cool WrestleGetting podcast merchandise. That's the best way you can support us. Another way you can do that is by leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Yeah, Spotify. That'll help us with Apple's algorithm to show up in the searches and expose ourselves more to other listeners, because there's nothing we love more than exposing ourselves to people. Insert that.
Yep. Or to send us cash. We'll take cash too.
Send us cash. Cash out.
Thank you.
PayPal. All good. Or blank check.
Get your granny to sign us. Just, yeah, I guess your granny to write a check and we'll cash it.
And just tell her she just needs to put her hand on the screen and we'll heal her. We'll heal her from bad wrestling.
We're off track and we're not on the No Holds Barred anymore. But did y'all see the TikTok where there was like a lady that went in with like her dead uncle and tried to get him to sign for a loan? Man,
what a way to pod.
There's another one with a lady that's one chick that's got her dad in an urn. And she like grabs him off the mound. My dad, we're going for a walk. He's like literally walking down the street with a damn urn. Just takes him in like the grocery store and shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh man. All right. On that note, thank you guys for checking this out as always. This is episode 232 of your Wrestle Getting Podcast. On behalf of myself, Chris the Heat Matthews, Garrett G Money Munn, and the Tennessee Jesus Carl Crossland, we will check you guys next week. Later, Marks.
Later.